Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Monday interview podcast. I am super excited for our guest today. Her name is Lauren Roxburgh, and she is a wellness expert on all things fascia and body alignment related. She has been dubbed the body whisperer, which is a term that I like very much. She's written books. She has a one-stop workout and lifestyle platform called the Aligned Life Studio. And she's also a mama. She's a lovely person, and I relate to her on so many levels, and I think you will as well. So before we get into our interview, though, today I want to give a shout-out to our fan of the week. Her name is Beck475, and she writes, "I thank you, Kimberly, from the bottom of my heart for sharing your work with the world. I relate to your journey, although I'm not as far as you are, but I know I will get there. Thanks for sharing your practices and knowledge. You've helped improve my health so much. Thank you." Well, Beck475, thank you so much. Can't see me right now, but I have both my hands on my heart. I really took that in, and I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful for our connection, and I'm so honored that I can be part of this journey, your journey, my journey, that we're sharing the journey together. So thank you so much, sister. So much love. And again, so much gratitude. And beauties, for your chance to also be shouted out as the fan of the week, for me to read your beautiful words, please leave us a review on iTunes, which could take you a minute. It could literally be a sentence. And it just means so much. It really is just a wonderful way to support the show. So from the bottom of my heart, I really thank you for that. And please be sure to subscribe to our show. That way you don't miss out on any of these interview podcasts with all these amazing guests. And also our Thursday show, which is our Q&A community show, where we delve into questions right from our community, right from all of our hearts. And that show is, you know, to me, equally amazing because it's really about the whole community. And I love that show as well. All right. All of that being said, let's get into our interview today with the body whisperer, Lauren Roxburgh.
Well, thanks so much
for having me.
Yeah, thanks for making time, Lauren. I know that it's 10 a.m. First of all, you're in New Zealand. When we met some events, but we were both in LA. So this is a life change for you.
Yeah, definitely.
What's going on? Tell us how old your kids are. Like, it was a big deal.
Totally.
Fixing, you know, doing the schools across the world.
I know, right? We've always loved living internationally and going. We spent a lot of time in New Zealand, and I actually traveled to New Zealand. Similar to your background, did some traveling, like, you know, after graduating from university and just wanting to explore the world and get to know different wellness practices and that type of thing. And one of the places I went to, which I fell in love with, was New Zealand. So that was when I was in my early 20s. And I just really enjoyed the people, the way they really look after the planet and look after each other. And I think it imprinted something into my spirit, into my heart. And then, you know, 15 years later or 10 years later, I met my husband, who's a Kiwi. So,
oh wow,
I've always kind of wanted to spend time and down here, and why not with the kids young and everything. So
you didn't actually meet your husband in New Zealand. You met across the world and then went back to New Zealand.
We met in LA, and he was working on some film projects, and he was in that industry. He was living in LA for like 3 years before we met, and then he ended up staying for 13 years. as we've been together for 10 years. So,
wow. Yeah. And how old are the babies now? You have two little girls.
No, it's crazy. They're similar to your kids, I think, age-wise, maybe a little older. So our older one is 7, and then our younger one is 3, almost 4 in May.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Cute. Little ones. It's a good time to sort of build that resilience and give them a, you know, a life experience and adventure, and also to help them feel connected to two different communities, because they feel really strongly connected to LA, in our community there. But also it's nice for them to have something a little bit different than the LA paced lifestyle too.
I agree. I think that these experiences are great for kids, and our older one is 5. And so we didn't, he wasn't in school for a while, but now he's in this nature program where they go to different trails a couple times a week, and they journal and they find plants. And you realize when you take a step back, like, oh, you know, because otherwise it would be preschool, which is great too. But this was an alternative that felt good to us. It's safe. It's outside.
Wow.
So nature-centric. Cool. So, and then he'll go to a, you know, more traditional kindergarten setting, but. Yeah.
But this period now from 0 to 7, when their subconscious mind is forming and so many things are starting to develop with, like, even just emotional intelligence and that empathy and the compassion and the love and that feeling of collaboration and connecting is so important, especially with the way the world has just been so busy and everything going on in the world. So giving those roots is so important.
Exactly. And, and speaking of roots and also being unrooted, I love that you mentioned new backpack too. And I get this question, Lauren, I wonder if people say to you, like, how, you know, how did you create your career and how did you get to where you are? And when people ask me that, I say, you know what? I didn't plan anything. I went back.
Totally.
And then I started taking one step at a time. And for you, I love this, you know, nickname is the body whisperer, expert in alignment, fashion work, which I want to get into. But when you starting out and, you know, just a little young lady backpacking the world. Like, tell us the path between that being the explorer and sort of rooting into a pathway of your career.
Ooh, I love that juicy question. Actually, it started even prior to that. When I was 16, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was only in her late 40s. And I was, you know, quite young and, you know, going through my own changes in my own life and everything. And so it just put me on this path. And I think you and I have so many similar beliefs in the way the world works. It's like, we want all the medicines to be a part of it, integrative medicine. It's not like we want just like one or the other. But I was disappointed at the time with Western medicine, because I would drive my mom to go get this chemo drip at Stanford University, one of the best universities in the world, to have cancer or for cancer research and whatnot. And, they would put her on the drip for, which is basically poison, for a whole day. And I would just kept asking the doctor, so where does cancer come from and how does it, you know, develop, especially in someone that you look at is so beautiful and young and vibrant. And they were like, well, you know, it's environmental and it's genetic. And also we don't really know. So I was like, okay, there's this little piece here that I can explore and kind of dig into in my own way. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll be a doctor. But then I realized they didn't have all the answers. So I wanted to just go and I devoured like Andrew Weil and Deepak Chopra and all of the mind, body, spiritual leaders at the time. And again, I was super young and my mom was into that stuff. She was into yoga and things like that. But she sort of never, you know how there's people that like are interested in it and like get the concept, but they never really quite embody it. So she was kind of at that.
She's kind of dabbling point. In like the.
Yeah, dabbling, exactly. And not really like making it a part of her essence. And so the fact that that was open for me as like an open door, it was like there. And then I started exploring and researching. And then I just decided to go and study. I studied nutrition and exercise physiology at UC Santa Barbara. And I got really into anatomy, and nutrition was my first passion actually in the wellness space, because to me, it was like the easiest thing to sort of change very quickly.
Exactly. That for most people, for me too, it's a pathway. Yeah. Because we have to eat every day. You don't have to exercise every day, but we, you know, unless
it's true.
Eat. So that becomes the
next. Totally.
But it's not the end. It's the beginning.
Yeah. Natural progression. So yeah. And then the nutrition ended up, you know, I played sport. I played water polo and swam, was pretty competitive at university. And then I always had that sort of, that was, you know how we have our gifts, right? So it was like, that was my gift to be able to have that physicality, to be super aware of my body and the connections and have this real kinesthetic sensory connection. Like I was never like amazing at school, but I was always really good with like the hands-on. So I think that's where like the body whisperer nickname comes from, because I can look at someone and just explain what's going on to them physically, structurally, but also like emotionally too. And that became like a gift. It was like another sense, if you will. So just having this really deep awareness and my, you know, kinesthetic connection to my hands, but also to, it's like, you know, level of intuition, probably like you can see someone and you can notice the difference in their, skin by, or you can see like what maybe they're lacking in their body. And that's intuitive, but it's also like my dad would always call it like educated intuition, because we've studied this stuff and we have the knowledge behind the intuition as well.
And especially once you start working with so many different bodies, you start to see patterns, you start to see crossover. So that's interesting. So in this world, Lauren, where, you know, we're sitting at a desk a lot, me especially writing these books, you ever felt most people's bodies, I would imagine, you're the expert here, but I imagine most people's bodies are out of alignment in some way. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your work? You work with different modalities. I know you do fascia work, about rolling, you talk about movement. So let's say anyone listening, they're like, my neck always hurts and I am over my phone. What do we do about it? Because it's confusing.
I know.
I have a fascia roller. I'll be honest. I don't really know what to do with it. So it kind of sits there and sometimes I roll, but like we don't know what to do.
No, it's very common. I think, you know, so many people either have access to it or have a roller and they don't know what to do with it. So that's actually why I created all these programs. So the way it worked is kind of, I started, you know, in my 20s, that started the catapult was like the traveling, the backpacking, and then also realizing that I didn't want to sit in a cubicle and do like go into a regular job. I was like, I'm just too physical. Like I need to be doing something that is my passion and my purpose. And I just knew that at a very young age. And so I studied all these different modalities, like Thai yoga, massage, obviously lots of different types of yoga. Pilates was a big one for me. And then that's when I started working with a lot of professional athletes, because it was kind of when Pilates was just becoming more of a thing. You know, a lot of the celebrities were doing it. A lot of the pro athletes were doing it to give them that extra edge. And then the one that really clicked for me was when I started studying structural integration, which was developed by a woman named Ida Rolf. And some people call it Rolfing. You probably had it done before. There's lots of amazing people in LA I can recommend you to go to. In the Palisades too. Yes. But so Rolfing, Ida Rolf was pretty amazing. She, in the 1960s, she was a rocket scientist and she studied how the human body was relating to gravity. And in her studies, she discovered fascia in sort of the Western world. Like, of course, you know, fascia was there the whole time and a lot of ancient wisdoms knew about it and Chinese medicine and Ayurveda and those kinds of things. But it was really in that time when she created this system, because she created this formula of a 10 series of sessions. So you're addressing all the different areas of the body. So you're looking at the feet and how the structure and the joints line up, and then how the connective tissue holds you up like a scaffolding. So if people don't know what fascia is, I always like to give a quick little spiel. It's basically this amazing kind of webbing. It's a fascial matrix. It's like almost like this full body wetsuit that wraps around your entire body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And within the fascial matrix, picturing it almost like a saran wrap. Okay. So that's a healthy fascia. Like our babies have this healthy, stretchy, hydrated, you know, like saran wrap essentially. And what happens as we age and as we deal with gravity and injuries and emotional stuff and stress and trauma, that tissue can become thick, brittle, and dried up. And so what happens is you're not going to be getting circulation and blood flow. And this is all scientifically validated. As we know now, there was the first fascial congress that was held in Germany in 2010. So that's when basically brought the holistic world and the medical world together in this congress. And they started realizing the connection and there was so much more science behind it. And now we know that our fascial matrix, what lies in our fascial matrix, which I think you love too, is our lymph nodes, our nerves, and our chi. So our meridians are in our fascia. So you can imagine it's super important for immunity, for flushing toxins, for even releasing, you know, emotional energy, and also like rinsing your body. So I always say, like, we have to have some sort of like stress hygiene or emotional hygiene, because essentially it's the same thing as like brushing our teeth. Like, I always think of that thick, hard, dense, plasticized, brittle fascia, almost like an internal cast within the body. And so the body, if it has those knots, like when you think of a knot, it's not in the muscle, it's in the connective tissue and the fascia. And so when there are those knots and that density, the blood can't flush through, the lymph can't go through, the immune cells can't go through. So yeah, it's so important.
Wait, so Lauren, go back to that for a second, because I feel like we always talk about muscles and we talk about knots. Yeah. We want to get massages for our muscles. And I feel like in the past few years, this whole fascia conversation, as you mentioned, has just been like, everybody's talking about fascia. And 10 years ago, this conference was, you know, over 10 years ago, but before that, I don't think I ever heard my parents, for instance, ever say the word fascia. Like, it wasn't part of the vernacular. It wasn't part of the conversation. So it's always
so true.
So, you know, first of all, like, how did it kind of come back in if it's always been there? And secondly, in a different point, we were talking about the knots. It's not muscles.
No.
We don't get muscle knots. Or is it separate?
Exactly.
Are we saying the wrong thing all along?
Okay. No. I'm so glad you brought this up. So basically, like I was saying, the Saran wrap. So the Saran wrap wraps around your whole body, like right underneath your skin and above the muscle. So it's like a Saran wrapping around the muscle, but around like the whole system, like the wetsuit. But then we also have fascia that wraps around each individual muscle and also wraps around our organs as well. And it attaches our joints. So all of those aspects are incredibly important, because what happens is, again, as we age or we have these movement patterns or we're sitting too much or hunching too much or we have an injury or some sort of trauma, a lot of times the fascia will glue down in one particular area, and it will start, like, if these were five muscles, I'm holding my hand up for people that are just listening, but you would think of it like this: the fingers would close in, and then all of a sudden you'd have this big chunky bunch of muscles wrapped around the connective tissue wrapped around it. And then it would just be this big, heavy, thick chunk of density in your body. And so your muscles aren't able to do what they're supposed to do organically and naturally. So we tend to have these compensations. So, but the beautiful thing about fascia, I want everyone to know, is it's so incredibly malleable. Like, within minutes, it can change its shape. It's like this liquid crystal that can be, reshaped. And what fascia really loves is just pressure. It loves pressure. So that's why I use the roller and all the rolling tools, or the mat, or breath work, or inversions, or twists. It just needs that pressure. When you release the pressure, the hydration of the fluid comes back into the tissue. And then all of a sudden, those knots start to become, like, instead of a big rock in your body, it's turning into a little pebble, and then little bits of stone, and then your body flushes it through. Because a lot of times toxins get stuck in those knots as well. Like, actually, what's inside the knot is like this kind of white pus. Like, I've actually talked to surgeons about this that cut them open. And what they find is a lot of times that knot will squirt out like literal toxins, and it's really smelly. It's kind of like mucusy stuff that's just stuck. So, you know, you can imagine with everything you do with what you're eating, and, you know, with all the amazing things that you recommend with nutrition, and the supplements you have are amazing. By the way, I'm loving your digestive enzymes. They are phenomenal.
Thank you.
They're amazing.
I tried them.
Yeah, they're so cool.
So that makes me so happy. Thank you very much.
But also,
you say, like, I'm picturing this density in the body, and from a cellular standpoint, is it sort of overturning? Are the cells overturning more similarly to let's say organ tissue, or is it more dense like bone, where you can work and make it more malleable, but it's that fascia is the fascia that you're going to have for 7 years or something?
Fitbit Sense is the Fitbit's advanced health smartwatch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are all affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and your mind. I love that Fitbit provides these guided sessions with real-time direction, which fits into our four cornerstone philosophy for holistic wellness. This will help prevent stress buildup so that you can sleep better and feel your very best. Right now, as a new or returning premium user, you get a 6-month premium membership when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Father's Day coming up, this could be a great gift for dad, or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out.
Let's face it, in today's uncertain times, simple conversations about your health can have powerful results.
There's something you are likely eating every day. It can negatively affect your waistline, complexion, and overall health.
On the Dr. Gundry podcast, Stephen Gundry, a renowned cardiothoracic surgeon and New York Times best-selling author, cuts through the BS to help you make better health choices.
You have the ability to heal yourself if you give yourself the right ingredients to do it with.
Dr. Gundry has spent the last 20 years empowering people around the world to help reverse and prevent some of our most serious ailments through the power of diet and lifestyle changes.
You will change 90% of you. You will be a brand new you.
Tune in to the Dr. Gundry podcast to start your health journey. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
It's more like if it builds up and calcifies, like, you know, turns in, I always say like aging is a form of dehydration. So it's really this dehydrated tissue that if you think of like a sponge that was dried up, it's essentially what's happening is you're getting these dried up sponges and then that glues the muscles together and even the organs sometimes too. And then you're losing that kind of malleability or that flexibility or fluidity in the system. And so it's really important for digestion, for elimination, obviously for joint mobility and range of motion in your joints and flexibility. And like, I mean, I know for me, like from playing water polo and swimming for all those years, I have like, I get the buildup in my inner thighs and my hamstrings and even up into the pelvic floor, which is why I wrote the book, The Power Source, which is about the pelvic floor and the tension that's built in there, because a lot of times we don't realize that we're subconsciously clutching and kind of white knuckling our way through life. And that sends a signal through the nervous system from the jaw. That's the cranial sacral connection, right? From the jaw to the pelvic floor through the spinal cord. So you have the cerebral spinal fluid inside the spinal cord, and that gets slowed down and congested as well with this tension and tightness in the nervous system. So when people ask me, how do I get the root to the root of helping my connective tissue? It's really addressing the nervous system. So taking magnesium, meditating, doing yoga, doing breath work. And then of course, what you're eating is so incredibly important, but even more important than what you're eating is how your body is absorbing those nutrients. So if you are hard and dense and thick and you're having negative thought patterns and anger, you're not going to absorb those nutrients as beautifully as your body is. If your body is fluid and flowing and, you know, you have that juice, it's basically like that idea of like juicing your system or wringing out your tissue, you know, kind of like we would do juice our vegetables. It's like we want to juice ourselves and keep things moving and fluid. That's right. Where vitality lies, right? Is in that movement. It's the congestion that gets the thickness and the density and the kind of those knots that build up. It's like, you know, it's like I always picture it like this fest pool, like this congestion of energy. It's probably emotions, it's toxins. And so it's super important that we continue to move our body in all the different ranges of motion, working the body. You know, that's why I'm not a big fan of like spin, because it's so linear.
Yes.
We need to side bend. We need to flow. We need to twist. Yes. We need to invert. And yeah. So I know it's all the stuff that you do too. So.
No, I love the nonlinear movement. Hold on, Laura, but just so my analytical brain thinking about actual fascia, right? Because bone I think your teeth, it's like 7 years, the dentin starts to repair. We know our liver replaces over 7 years or 8 years or whatever.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
The skin cells are 28 days, 25 days. So I'm saying this fascia, it has all this energy in it. How long does it take to actually replace the fascia system, the new cells coming in? Do you know what I'm asking?
It's about the same as skin. It's about the same as skin.
So it's overturning almost monthly.
Oh, yeah. But you'll feel the difference when you address it, most likely immediately, because you're working with this. It's, you know how they call the skin our largest organ, right?
Yes.
Well, fascia is now being called an organ as well. So it's like the next layer down, an organ, and it's our sensory organ. So it's where we feel everything because our nerves are in there. And as far as how it regenerates, it's very similar to skin. It's the same kind of, you know, it's the same thing with our skin. We need that juice, right? We need that fluidity coming in to get that lift, that circulation.
Yes. Yeah. So Lauren, when I started out, I did talk about food so much in the beginning. My first two books were really nutrition focused. And then it started expanding because I got my diet dialed in. I was like, I still have insomnia. I still have anxiety, all this stuff. So then my third book started going into food cravings, the mind, chakras. And, you know, so the fourth book with Deepak was a lot of Ayurveda. Fifth book, perfectionism. But the fifth book had a lot of research about bloating and inflammation with the mind and mind patterns. And so our cornerstones now, Lauren, are food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. And what I have found is if we ignore one or two, we hyperfixate. We tend to, right? So if we're not in touch with our feelings or emotions, we tend to distract or it doesn't feel good. We may obsess about our diet or we obsess about exercise. So from your standpoint, because you're working so much with the body and you've talked about breath, you've talked about this, tell us how, from a fascia perspective, emotions and, you know, we know that affects the nervous system, of course, but how our feelings and our emotions manifest in fascial blockage.
Oh, it's such a good one. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, it's hard to like pinpoint. I've been asked a few times, like, well, where does like, you know, grief lie? And the, you know, it's like, cause it can live in different areas in different bodies, depending on, again, where people have the congestion. So if they're more susceptible to pooling energy in certain areas, like if someone is more of a hunched over person, then their heart tends to be more closed. Maybe they feel more depressed. They might feel a sense of feeling defeated. And so those energies can get stuck if we're in that hunch. Now, I know like in the modern world, we all need to be in that hunch for a period of the day. So to me, it's all about just finding that time to just undo the day and undo this, the congestion or the buildup or the plaque, right? So that could mean just getting up and laying on the roller, doing a few diaphragm expansions, you know, laying on the roller a long way, letting gravity put you back into alignment and that type of thing. But like a lot of what happens too is in the pelvic floor, which I've worked a lot with a lot of pro athletes and, you know, people that are on camera in the pelvic floor area, because it's an area where we tend to, like I was saying, clutch and bear down and like subconsciously hold in a lot of our fear. So, and then that will have that impact on the nervous system and really bring us into more of a, it's more of a contracted energy. And the idea of, you know, being balanced and being a healthy human and thriving is to be able to be both like the masculine, the feminine, the doing and the being and the contraction and the expansion. We need to do both to really thrive. That's that whole idea of light and dark and those kinds of things. But the pelvic floor, a lot of times can happen. It can be sexual trauma can get stuck in that area. Lower back stuff can be, as everyone kind of knows, generally a lot of times financial or survival, right? It's the root chakra. It can be just the fear of your family, your circumstances, being able to pay the bills. It's that primal instincts. And then as we work our way up the body, we start, you know, going into the organs, and that's about sensuality. And a lot of times people have this self-loathing about their stomach. And so as they start to lift that, those negative emotions, and it's crazy. I mean, I know you've seen it, like people literally like lose weight when they shift their emotional connection to their body and start loving themselves more.
Oh, I've noticed such a big difference in myself, Lauren. Honestly, I used to work out and be really sensitive about my stomach. And that's one of the reasons I invented the digestive enzymes and all these products.
Yeah,
and
they're amazing.
I've shed a lot of emotional holding. And it just made a big difference in my stomach being flat without walk, but I don't do like crunches or sit-ups like I used to.
I know.
It's amazing how much energetic, like the shifts of energy manifest physically. Yes.
And it's, and you know, that's the big one.
The results are there, so you can see it.
I know. So we're practicing what we preach, and I'm just like you. I mean, I spent, I was in that, pro athlete almost space for a long time. And it was all about the force and the pushing through and the making it happen and like training 6 hours a day and that kind of thing. And it's just like, there's not much joy in that. And so I don't think it's sustainable for a lifetime. And so that's really what it's all about for me, is like being able to have a sense of, connection and sensuality and pleasure and enjoyment and like tapping into our senses and opening ourselves up to, the unknown and the potentials that come from maybe not knowing everything, just letting go of that control. And I think, like you, I used to do a ton of crunches and work so like too much. It was like overtraining. And the beauty is you don't need to do that much. And you're a living example of it, right? And it's just like, we need people to believe this, to really, like I was saying earlier, embody it and really like, don't question it. Like just go dive straight into it, because it works.
It works. And so what I'm so passionate about is saying, go wider, these four cornerstones, look at the emotional and the spiritual part. You don't need to go deeper and deeper into food. If you have a certain level of knowledge, right, in your food patterns, so your dietary, schedule is pretty good, go wider.
Yeah. And so
can we talk about the pelvic floor more, Lauren, because it's when your shoulders are tense. And, those of us that have had children, we've gone through such enormous shifts in that whole region. And so when I'm listening to you and you talk about clenching down there, how do we know if we're clenching? You know what I mean? It's more subtle. It's like a deeper attunement to your body than saying,
you're right,
my calf muscle's tight.
Totally. It's so true. Well, I have actually quite a few of like really good neuromuscular reconnection, like repatterning videos that I teach in my Align Life Studio, and then also in the book. And then it does take another level of, it's deepening that awareness. Visually, you have to use your brain to kind of tune in. And, people have been talking about Kegels forever, right? And really it's not about just the squeeze. It's actually about the release as well. Like I was saying earlier, it's like, it's not just the contraction, but it's about the expansion. And that's where the contraction is important. Just like we need the control and the doing aspect in the masculine. But then the expansion is like the flower blooming, right? It's that surrender energy. So I do, like I said, a visualization would be like, you can do it with me right now if you want. We can close your eyes and just sit comfortably on both sits bones. And then I always do the visualization of it to help people kind of understand where it is and what's happening. So picturing like a hammock of muscles, that's the base of your core. Sometimes I call it your pelvic core. And it basically attaches your sits bones, your pubic bone, and your tailbone. So you can picture it very circularly, and it's lots of layers of muscles and tissues. And if it wasn't there, your organs would literally drop out of you. Okay. So with this hammock of muscles, feel the expansion in the space as you're sitting there. And as you're sitting there, you'll feel the earth energy start to come up into the base of the core, the pelvic floor. And that's the mother earth, right? The feminine energy. And then while you're here, we'll just do a little contraction. Some people would call it a Kegel. I like to call it a rosebud. So think of squeezing your rosebud, pulling it up into your organs. Hold it there for 3, 2, 1, and then slowly let it drop down, open and expand like a flower blooming. So your rose is blooming now. And then notice how you want to take a deep breath when it's open. Good. And then you can start integrating your breath into it. So go ahead, and as you pull everything in and up, you're going to squeeze, pull it up. It's almost like you're holding your breath a little bit there.
Yeah.
And then as you inhale, you're going to feel the flower expand and bloom. So now you've got a little more of a visual, like a mind-body connection of what it looks like, where it is in your body, and how to kind of contract it and relax it. And so you can slowly open your eyes. And so basically, as you start to, you know, I used to tell my clients, like, every time you're at a stop sign, just do like one or two, and it'll just start turning on something in your brain. And then you'll start noticing, like, let's say you get that stressful phone call, or you're in the car and you're in traffic, and you're noticing, like, oh my God, I'm squeezing my pelvic floor, and I'm holding my jaw because they're so connected. I'm clenching my jaw, and maybe I'm even squeezing my knuckles, and you're noticing this contracted energy. And actually, the thing is, the contracted energy doesn't change the situation at all. All it does is make us suffer more.
Yes.
You know, there's times we need it, maybe when we're running away from a tiger or a lion, but you know, we don't need it all the time. So just having the awareness of being in more of that surrender energy is so incredibly empowering. And then the body can do its healing magic.
Well, Lauren, I love that exercise. What I noticed for me was it felt a little like jerky, like yeah. I'm squeezing it and then just release. Whereas, you know, when I'm moving, I like to think that I move in a more fluid way. I'm doing yoga,
yeah.
But is that come from like not focusing on it? It was like, okay, I'm contracted. And then, you know, the blooming didn't feel like this beautiful blooming. It was like,
It's just like any other exercise or workout. It's like a new kind of, I always say it's like getting Bambi legs. You're kind of like, oh, well, there it is. And now you can bring it in to all your workouts. You can bring it in. And especially when we get and sit on the squishy ball, it even gives you more of like a sensory, like it's like when you have that kinesthetic touch, it really helps people tune into it even more. Like, oh, that's where it is. Like, it's one thing to visualize it, but then you add the squishy ball and you sit on it and you can really feel that sort of circular three-dimensional hammock of muscles, like touching down into the ball, and then you can feel them pulling up. And so then you can start contracting and relaxing. So if I would recommend, like, even just doing it like 10 times a day, maybe you do it right before you meditate and you're starting to pump that cerebral spinal fluid. That's the other thing. When you're doing those Kegels or those contract, relax, flower blooming exercises, you're pumping that fluid even more to help your body to feed the brain and then to flush the toxins out of the brain through the spinal cord. So that's how the body, through our breath and through doing movement, obviously is how we get the fluids moving too. So doing about 10 of those on the squishy ball. And then you can add, like, you know, you're sitting cross-legged and you can do like spine circles, which starts kind of massaging the organs as well. excuse me. Let me just grab some water.
So Lauren, I know this is going to be a funny question, but I should know the answer to this. I don't like to use the word should, but
no, please.
Women are the only ones that can do Kegels.
Oh, I love that you asked this. No, this was when I wrote about it on Goop for the first time. I got so many people asking, like, do guys have pelvic floors? And yes, 100%. Okay. The guys actually
the same way. Okay.
I'm telling you. And the guys, like, oh my gosh, they get so excited because they have more flexibility in their hamstrings. They have better, less lower back pain. But the other best thing that the guys love is they have more control in the bedroom between the sheets because they have, again, turned on a neuromuscular connection and they can sort of hold, you know, the energy before so they can go longer in bed, which is really cool. A lot of the pro athletes love that and they can jump higher. They feel more connected to their feet. Again, more flexibility, range of motion. I mean, the list goes on with, it's like a superpower when we tap into this area of our body.
So let's get real practical for a minute. Cause you know, people always say, well, what do I do? How do I get started?
Yeah.
Say, you know, start with the morning practice. And then I list it out with the probiotics and this meditation and the green smoothie. So let's say, you know, anyone listening to this is like, I'm already super busy and I don't have any more time. And the Kegel exercises, the fascia rolling, like what is the most important thing? Let's say someone has 10 minutes a day to focus on some of your work and some of your practices.
I love it. I mean, you can do, like I was saying, go ahead.
And one more question. I love to layer onto you. you said, you know, it kind of builds up at the, you know, through the day. So if you could also include, do we want to stay open in the morning or is it releasing at the end of the day, the timing of your most important practice?
I mean, honestly, I would say the best thing you can do is to do a little bit. So 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening. And you could literally do it at the same time, like a multitask. Like sometimes I'll do, a little bit of either sitting on the ball, contract, relax pelvic floor, like if I'm in the infrared sauna or while I'm meditating, or I'll jump on the ball to do some belly massaging like the night before I go to sleep at night, if I want to like really allow my guts to do some of that healing. The squishy ball is like literally like, I think it is my favorite tool besides the big roller, because you can do this amazing organ massage as well as the pelvic floor massage, and you can lay on it and kind of unwind the tension of the day. But starting out, like people always ask, when should I roll? You definitely want to do it in the morning before you do another workout. And even if that means that you're doing less of your workout, you're going to be doing your workout more efficiently with more hydration, your connective tissue, more proprioceptive connection to the different muscles, more awareness. You're going to be turning off the muscles that are overworked and turning on the ones that have weakened or maybe gotten dense and thick from the tissue on top. So you're going to get more out of your workout if you roll a little bit before. And then, of course, I do love to do the rolling a little bit before bed again, too, because whenever we work with our fascial system, our sensory organ, which means whenever we're rolling or doing, you know, more yin work, we're actually tapping into the nervous system. We're tapping into the parasympathetic. So especially in the evening before bed, you know, I always say having a light dinner is really great for the body to restore the tissue, the connective tissue, but then doing a little bit of rolling out to undo the day, right? Undo the hunch and get your body more aligned for when you sleep, because then your body can do its rejuvenation, you know, while you sleep at night. So it's very powerful.
So a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at night, it's better to space it out. So we're not.
I think so. And then of course I recommend for cardio, because it's so good for the lymph and for the energy system, is obviously the rebounder. Bouncing on the rebounder is so phenomenal for pelvic floor health as well. If someone has a lot of pelvic floor like issues, you definitely want to start slow, talk to your doctor, of course, but little by little, they have done some research in Germany that just gently bouncing, not jumping, but gently bouncing on the rebounder can be very helpful, because it naturally helps your pelvic floor contract and relax. So it regenerates the tone.
Wow.
You actually don't have to even think about it. It just happens. It's just what's happening when you're working with the gravitational force, the G force of a rebounder. Do you have a rebounder? I picture you bouncing.
I was a big bouncer for a while. I think before I had kids, Lauren, and sometimes I would I loved it. But then, my practice has changed. Then I had a really, you know, serious asana practice. And then when my mom passed away suddenly, I felt like that was the moment. It was when my older son was one. So 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
That moment, I literally said, I need to ground myself. So I started doing barefoot beach walks. And now we moved to Topanga. So I'm in the mountains and I do a walk. So the last 4 years,
so good.
Less, you know, poses and just being outside for me, because I needed that.
I love that.
I'll get back to the rebounder. It's been a few years, but I'm sold on the benefits. I know it's so great for your moving toxins and circulation. And I didn't know about the pelvic floor benefits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I don't look at it like, a lot of the workouts out there are very Jane Fonda and like step aerobics on there. And that is definitely not how I like that thing, like more of this holistic healing tool of regeneration, you know, again, getting the congestion to flush through, like even, you know, Tony Robbins gets on before he does a speech just to get the fluids going.
Yeah.
Cause he's a big believer in fascia work and, you know, alignment and structural work. So even like 1 or 2 minutes between calls, like you were asking, how do we get out of this kind of hunch if we're on Zooms or calls or you're doing your podcasts and whatnot? It's really helpful just to get on there and kind of wiggle it out and not do like, you know, 30 minutes on there, but just using it as like a few minutes here and there.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of micro practices too, because sometimes it's like, I can't spend 30 minutes in meditating, you know,
totally.
You can do 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And throughout the day, I like to do mini meditations to rebalance.
I could not agree more, by the way, sweetie. I literally like, I think that's what it's all about. It's not about making these huge commitments. It's like, okay, I'm going to do a few deep breaths right now. And then I'm going to do my affirmations here and there. I'm going to do my dry brushing. Like I have a little sequence that I have people do, which is like, you know, dry brush, jump on your roller for 5 minutes, then bounce for 5 minutes, and then jump in either your hot shower, bath, or sauna. And then you're getting like, and then a cold shower at the end. And like, it sounds like a lot of things, but it's kind of like, it's things you would probably already be doing, but you realize, okay, if I do them in this sequence, then actually they really work like a ritual. Yeah.
So Laura, do you find, and I hesitate to use the word replace, but do you find if someone keeps on top of their fascia rolling, is it not all the time, but it replaces regular massages or say regular acupuncture, or do you layer those practices on top? Because sometimes it's like, I can't do everything. You know, I don't have time. So is it like, you know, and I love to get massages. I didn't during this whole COVID period, but I missed them.
I know.
But just, you know, in between, or can it not replace, but if you keep your body loose, maybe you don't get to that breaking point that I feel sometimes where I'm like, I have to get a massage or I'm going to die. I've been holding this baby so much.
I know. I love this question. So I'm a big believer in all holistic modalities, healing modalities, 100%. I love hands-on things. Like that's how I started my career. There's nothing that beats the power of touch. There is nothing. I mean, there's all that science with like preemie babies. And like, I did a lot of research in that when I was writing both of my books. And here's what the way I look at it. It's kind of like, you know, we brush our teeth, we floss our teeth. But then we go to the dentist, you know, we go to the dentist to be preventative, but we also go to the dentist if we have like, you know, something wrong. So I look at it like that, where it's really like, it's just as important as brushing your teeth. It literally is, because it's emotional hygiene, but it's also, it's getting the stuff that's just stuck. That stuck stuff is what creates the, it lowers the vibration of our body. It increases inflammation, and then it creates an environment for dis-ease. So in order for us to be more, and I'm, because of my mom, and obviously you're in very similar position, you know, my mom passed away when I was 32. And so I live my life in prevention, because to me, I witnessed her and her struggle and her dis-ease, and I saw it. And it was like this gift that the universe gave me in order to, I mean, that's the way I have to look at it, right? It's like a reframe. It's, of course, I want my mom back, but it was a beautiful gift to see her experience and witness what she went through, and to go, I am going to help people not have to go through this. And I want to help people know their body. And so I'll be the guinea pig. I'll try anything and I'll experiment. And then I will only give what I really believe truly works authentically and what I actually do, just like you. Like, we are living what we teach. We are embodying what we teach. And that is most important thing. And there's a lot of people in the wellness world right now. It's a lot of junk food out there that's not real. And so it's just really important to have discernment and to know who the real people, I think, to kind of take your advice from.
Well, and what I love about your work as well, first of all, as a student of Ayurveda, I love this whole Rasayana part of Ayurveda that says the number one rejuvenative practice is Abhyanga, is self-massage.
And I love that.
We also live in this world, as you know, of, you know, biohacking and so many devices and so much outside of ourselves. When people start to feel like, oh, I need this and I need to buy, you know, I don't, we have three supplements at Soluna that support your overall digestion, our enzymes, our detoxy, our cleanser, and our probiotics. I don't believe in taking a million different things. But anyways, back to your work, this idea of touch is, you know, we're like, oh, is, you know, is that it? Because there's a simplicity to it and it's available, but we forget how powerful the simple is, and we don't need all this stuff. You know, society and media and social media sometimes makes us think we need to buy all this stuff, but actually back to basics and supporting our own body's intelligence is
powerful. So true. That's beautiful. That's exactly it. I mean, honestly, the only reason I created the rollers is because I knew that it would be something people could do on the daily, like, and actually create the ritual around it. And they buy the product once and they have it forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that you know? Of course, it's like buying a yoga mat. But I mean, you know, like all
totally
devices with like that are open and buttons and all this stuff. My husband.
No, we have it all inside. I love what you just said.
No, my husband has some very interesting things over in his gym, but back to the rolling again, briefly, do we want to pay attention to where it hurts the most, or back to your point about root?
Oh, I love that. So a lot of times, actually, the pain area may not be the actual issue. Right. So Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. People want to roll on their IT bands or whatever. And I'm like, no. You got to get to like, look at your feet. Like, how are you weight bearing in your feet? I always talk about the tripod foot. Like, are you rolling in? Are you supinating? Are you pronating your feet? And then that will send like a trickling effect up into your inner thighs, your pelvic floor, your hips, your core, even your posture and your shoulders. So I always look at the feet. I have a great sequence. I should send it to you. It's called the grounding foot therapy. And we use the little infinity roll, which is basically like two tennis balls. But instead of putting two tennis balls in a sock, I just created a little thing that supports your arch of your feet. And you can really get into the feet and the shins. The shins and the lower legs, I got to say, are so under, I guess nourished or under like thought about, because we're like, oh, everyone has nice shapely like lower legs. So no one's trying to tone their lower leg. But actually there's, it's such an important part. Our feet, our ankles, we have 26 joints in the feet. And so each of those joints has connective tissue between them. And that needs to be hydrated and mobilized and moved. And that's one of the things I love about yoga is like, you're always stretching the toes and opening the feet and accessing like the energy of the earth through the feet too. So the feet are so important when it comes to, if there's one area of your body that you want to really help connect more deeply to the rest of your body, is like get in touch with your feet and your pelvic floor and your jaw. Those areas are like so incredibly important in overall kind of structural integrity and balance in the system.
When you say jaw, we're not going to roll our jaw, but just physically relaxing is part of your...
Yeah, you can do a similar neuromuscular thing. I have it in the book and I have videos on it. You can do self-massage where you're actually just opening your mouth. You know, you can find the masseter muscle. I have a lot of educational videos on that as well on my on YouTube, on Goop, and also on my Align Life Studio platform too. And so you can do jaw things, but also the jaw, remember, has the connection all the way up into the skull, right? It's like this connective tissue that it's like a, yeah, it's like exactly like scalp massages. I'm obsessed with scalp massage.
I love,
I probably do that.
Massages. Yeah.
Don't you? And then in under like at the base of your skull, there's a lot of lymph nodes there. And that's where we tend to have a lot of stagnant energy from sitting and hunching and like being on our computers or our phones. So it's really important to keep that moving. And again, it's just about that fluidity too. And you can do it literally between calls, like when you're sitting at your desk. It's not about like, oh, I need to get on my roller for like an hour a day. It's really about like, okay, I'm just going to do some little head adjustments. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to massage my jaw a little. It's just when a lot of our swallowed emotions get stuck in our jaw and our, things that maybe we haven't been able to say out loud, like we just sort of recoil it back in. So it gets stuck in the jaw. Yeah.
Are you, last question, Lauren, are you a fan of the percussive devices, like the HyperIces, the Theraguns?
Oh, you know what? I have mixed feelings about them. Okay. Really? Like when I think about what I know and the background that I have with structural alignment and everything. So to me, it's a band-aid. Okay. So the vibration, it does shake the lymph. It applies the pressure. But when we're really wanting to change the way a pattern is, or if there is a knot in the body, it's usually from some sort of a pattern that we've been doing that we haven't undone. So those are great for like a band-aid and, you know, can feel good. It can probably do some things to your nervous system, but it's not going to get to the root of the issue. So if people enjoy it and it's pleasurable, but again, it's like, I would rather... Like we feel, I'm sure, the same. We always want to get to the root of the issue.
Yes.
So to me, let's get to the root. And that's why I do believe in, I really believe in Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. And I just think it's really important. Even I've been working with an osteopath here, just learning. I think I might go to school to become an osteopath because I just think it's really amazing. Like looking at all the different layers and the energy, and there's, you know, it's an MD, but it's a like more of an integrative, holistic MD. So really powerful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I could pick your brain all day, Lauren. Thank you so much for your wisdom.
Thank you.
I love hearing all the resources you have. Share with us where we can access your work, your videos, your books.
Totally. Thank you.
Well, this in the show notes, but where's the best place?
Yeah, totally. So I know it's like, cause I spent 20 years like in the lab with my clients hands on. And so I just went online not that long ago. So you can find me on Instagram. I share a lot of great videos on there. It's just my name, Lo, my nickname, Lo Roxburgh. And then, of course, my actual online wellness platform, where we have the four pillars of movement, nourishment, cleansing, and connecting. So we have an amazing online community called the Align Life Collective, which is really cool. And you can just find it at thealignlifestudio.com.
Amazing.
So easy.
Amazing. Yeah. We'll link to this as well, but I can't wait to check out your videos. I feel like...
I know. I'm going to send you a whole bunch of goodies. And actually, I want to start recommending your digestive enzymes to our Align Life Collective because they are going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much.
And I absolutely feel
like very inspired by this. I'm going to dust that roller off. Some
well, we should do. We can do a little Zoom private, you and I, and I can show you some stuff on your roller.
Oh my God, fun. Amazing. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Loved
so
it.
So good.
All right, beauties. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Lauren as much as I enjoyed interviewing her. She is such a lovely, knowledgeable, wise woman. Be sure to check out the show notes at mysaluna.com, where you will also find amazing other interviews, ones I recommend, and also lots of other resources, meditations, recipes, so much over there at mysaluna.com. And I will see you over on social as well at @_KimberlySnyder. Be back here Thursday for our next Q&A community show. Till then, take great care of yourself. Sending you so much love, so much gratitude, and see you back here soon.